Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
What would you do if your ex sent you $4,000 on your birthday and your current partner wants you to give the money back?
The threw a quinceañera for his teddy bear. What the hell is going on?
Valentine's Day is around the corner. Yay, I'm so excited.
As long as you gave me some WAP within a 48-hour period of that moment, I'd be perfectly fine, quite honest with you.
Now, you know, I literally rolled my ankle running to the comments section. So we got here, it says...
So are you limping like that?
See, see, ladies, what happens when men try to mansplain
shit to
you?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. See, this is why... This is...
I wish Xanax wasn't so expensive. Okay, so... It's under my titty. If you have large breasticles, you leave the things that you care about the most under your titty, on the side of your titty. It's in your bra. It's somewhere safe.
Such a great use for titties right there.
Yes, blackness, right?
It's all that we have to survive. Blackness, blackness. I didn't have anything else.
Yeah, it was nice. Thank you. I liked it. Because, you know, February is coming up. That's our month, you know?
That's what they say. That's the one they gave us, apparently.
Yeah, my PayPal's down below if you want to pay reparations. You ready to record this thing?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. What up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes the silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. I want to shout out to all of my listeners, new and loyal. And guess what, guys? Guess what? You're going to be, this is like such a surprise. It's going to be a shock. But Bestie Wesley's in the his house.
Oh, hey, yo, I'm back. What's going on, everybody?
I know they were like,
what? Is Beyonce here? Nah, it's just me, y'all. It's just me. Don't worry about it. It's good old Wes coming in through the back door just to grab some cheese real quick.
Wesley's in the building.
Yep. Hey, everybody.
So today is going to be just as random as every episode you have ever heard on this podcast. We have a man who threw a birthday party for his teddy bear.
Okay, excuse me. Before we go any further, just let y'all know I don't know what the fuck's about to come out of my mouth as far as these topics. So I'm just as shocked as you are, and she really did mean random when she said it. She didn't just say that shit haphazardly. She meant it, all right? Go on.
Okay, so he's right about that. I did not tell him the topics for this episode purposely because I like that. I like it when I record people and they don't know what's going on. It's more fun. It's authentic.
Authentic's a word you can use. Also, sinister.
I mean, like...
Maniacal.
that's the adjective that I earned.
Villainous.
Ooh. Also, guys, I asked the interns at the big show what they would do if their ex gave them $4,000 for the birthday and if their current boyfriend or girlfriend told them to return it, what would they do? So we're going to talk about that. Also, the T in TSA stands for thieves. I'll tell you why in this episode. Huh? That and more.
Huh?
Yeah, I know, right? So let's go ahead and get on with the show. Subscribe, rate, review, all of that good stuff. Coming up, we're going to talk about this grown-ass man throwing a birthday party for his teddy bear. It's okay, the Professionally Silly Podcast.
I hope this is a Ted situation.
Yeah. Well, maybe he does smoke with it. I would hope so. That's the only reason I would do that. Like, if I got high on my teddy bear.
Yeah, we'll see. That'd be kind of cool. We'll see.
So I came across some internet gold. And pretty much we have a grown-ass man who I'm assuming he's gay, judging by the pictures on his Instagram. The man has hella style, and a fatter ass than most women.
But I mean, having those things doesn't make you gay necessarily.
If you saw his Instagram profile, the assumption definitely makes sense.
Okay, you know, I'm gonna take
some
your word
people,
for it.
some people, who they are is on them.
That's true.
Not everybody is.
Some people aren't that deep. Actually, yeah. Most people aren't that deep.
I mean, you know, this is like a surface visionary thing. Like it's there, in your face.
If people were movies, most people really like most movies really would be like the cover. Like the box art.
Yo, facts as fuck. Yo, hey, I'm hearing no lies told. So here's the thing. I may have scrolled to his IG a little bit to see his pictures. I had to kind of see what's going on here. I was curious.
Yeah, you need some context.
Yeah, but I can tell you this. If he has sisters, they're definitely fine as hell. For sure.
What makes you...
Because
okay.
he...
I don't even know why I should ask
is a feminine man. So I can see feminine parts of his feminine people in his family also being attractive.
I could also
if that
see
makes sense. That sounds weird.
Some of, one of his sisters being like super Dutch, as like or most of his family being like very not Dutch.
I was
butch.
Like Dutch. What
I meant
the
to say
fuck?
Butch. I meant to say Butch. My bad.
Danka? Is that Dutch? No, I don't think so.
We're going half. I meant to say Butch. Like they're very like tough and like tomboy and like very like dirty looking, and he's. He's fancy to be the antithesis of that because that's not what he saw growing up. You know, there's so many narratives we could build upon this based off just like what we're watching or looking at from these photos.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But let me show you what he looks like and then you'll be like, oh, okay, I understand your assumption.
Yeah.
How about that?
I know, I'm definitely not disagreeing with that.
No, it didn't feel like you were agreeing with me. That's not the vibes you were giving,
that's
sir.
That's not the vibes I was giving. Oh, no. My bad. Oh, oops. Oops.
At all, sir.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops. No. We don't have clearance for that. We don't have clearance for that.
Fine. But I'm singing it. It's not her. She don't own them lyrics.
Well, you
oh, wait,
sound
no,
beautiful.
Does.
They can't tell. Okay?
I'm not a girl. Yeah. Not yet a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have to swell your tongue up to, you know, to really sing it.
I'm cutting all of this. Where's your phone at? I'm gonna airdrop it to you right now.
Okay, airdrop it. It's in my hand.
It's in your hand.
Why would you act like my phone's not in my hand during this?
I didn't
moments?
See it, bro. My screen's blocking it. I'm waiting for you to accept it, dick.
It's not accepting.
Oh, my God. Okay. It's like an iPhone 7 or something.
No, I have an iPhone 12 Pro Max, okay? Which is still old as fuck, actually.
It's the same thing.
It's still old, unfortunately.
It's the new iPhone 7.
Okay, I'm looking at this guy now.
Yeah, look at his post. You see what I'm saying?
Super gay.
Yeah, I told you. Anyways.
His ass is out. All right,
I mean, he's
out.
Handsome and
shit.
And we're
out
of
here.
Get it, King.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He seems like a cool dude. He's just definitely gay. That's all.
Yeah, super gay. Yeah. Being gay is not an indictment on whether or not you're a good or bad person.
Yeah, that's true. But I will tell you this. He definitely has some love for his childhood teddy bear. A little too much for me.
Oh, this is the guy.
This is the guy.
Oh, my God. Okay,
so. So homeboy threw a birthday party, right? For his stuffed animal. I mean, it was a hell of a party.
I need some context. How long has he had this animal?
Wow. The stuffed bear's birthday. It was like the 8th or 9th birthday.
Okay, and this was not the first throwing of the party of,
I don't
the, of
know,
the birthday.
Honestly. You know, but he got an outfit for his teddy bear. It's a Garfield the cat jacket.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was a Garfield themed party, by the way. Oh my it was God. Just a lot. Like, there was...
The teddy loves Garfield.
There had to have been at least over 20 people at this fucking party. Like, he sent out invitations.
Okay, I would love to be a person that got invited and
they're
speaking
went
about
for
this
the food, you know it. Like,
they're speaking about this casually to somebody else.
Hey, what's going on, bro? What you got going on this weekend?
Oh, I'm going to like a birthday party.
Oh, where was birthday?
It's like a buddy of a friend of mine. Like, I don't really know him like that. Like, it's just, you know, it's just like an acquaintance, like of mine.
A little acquaintance of yours?
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's cool. Where's it going to be at?
Oh, it's nearby.
Oh, where? Well, I mean, if you need like a plus one or something, I mean, I'm free, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, nah, it's like a real exclusive kind of thing. Like, you don't even got to really, like, come or anything like that. Don't even worry about it.
You sure, bro?
Yeah, don't even worry about it, bro. Yeah, it's not nothing like crazy, man. I'm just showing up for a little minute.
Hit play? Yeah.
Man, those are... Okay, oh.
This is it.
Oh, this is it.
One, two,
So now that you've seen the video, it's the kind of party that you would have thrown for like a sweet 16 party. I mean, the bear turned 8 or 9. I'm going to be honest with you. This party looked like it was better than any party anybody ever threw for me. I'm going to be real. But I mean, they sang to this bear, like in the intro birthday song. I mean, the bear daddy was wearing like a gold fishnet veil with gold greenish long knee high, or maybe thigh high boots. I don't know. But the green overcoat was long as shit. And homie had a green beret on. The outfit was cute. Don't get me wrong. It would have been sexier if he had big titties, but that's not a preference.
The threw a quinceanera for his teddy bear. What the hell is going on?
But that teddy bear's fit was fire, though.
What the hell? What?
Now, you know, I literally rolled my ankle running to the comments section. So we got here. It says,
you limping like that?
Harley Q Blades says, people starving can't pay rent, but this what y'all waste y'all money on? officially Miss Kitty underscore 2020 says, psychologically, that teddy bear never judged him when he laid down in tears at night. Teddy was a comforted thing to hold on to. A lot will look at this and laugh, thinking this guy is crazy, but he's just fine. I think it's cute. The bear is looking very stylish, it says here.
This is ridiculous. Oh, my God. It's great how they get to speak about this in a way that seems completely normal, solely based off the things they're commenting on.
That was only a few of those. I had to search for that.
Oh, the outfit is so nice on the bear. Oh,
I know, but that bear was looking fine, though.
Oh, my God. They're matching. It looks wonderful. No one wants to talk about the fact that they're throwing a fucking bear up a fucking party. Oh, my fucking God. What's happening?
Well, it sounds like that you might agree with Honor underscore J, because they said, this the dumbest shit ever. And I'm going to throw a party for my damn bikes I had since the third grade.
Exactly.
The
there you go. There you go. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers would be weirded out if I threw a party for my fucking dragon dagger from Power Rangers that I've had since I was a kid. They'd be weird if I threw a party for that motherfucker, huh?
It sounds like you are on the same bus as Mercedes underscore if you nasty one. That's an awesome name,
yeah,
by the way.
Right.
They said, when I was in my 20s, me and my friends would find any reason to throw a party. Oh, your cousin got a job interview Monday? Let's turn up. You got a pap smear next week? Let's celebrate. Paid your last car note? It's party time. I'd rather see people happy and celebrating than depressed and on social media protecting their insecurities. I mean, that's what she said, but I do like to party. I mean, any reason to have a good time is a good time.
I mean, yeah, life is
short
and long.
He paid for an event.
Yeah, that seemed like an event space they paid for.
Catering.
He paid for it. It was catering. There was definitely some
There was drinks.
Level of decoration. There may have even been a bartender of some kind. I don't know. But I do know there was money spent.
Here is the invitation. This is crazy. It says, first of all, it's a seafood boil party. It says
seafood boil.
Seafood boil.
It
seafood is expensive, bro.
Of course it was.
This is in New York. All right. It says, celebrate my 9th birthday, as if the teddy bear is writing the invitation. Celebrate my 9th birthday. Party with me. It's going to be.
Amber.
That's not even correct.
Amber. What's the bear's name?
LaLauren, I think, is how you say that.
Say it again, please.
It says, welcome to LaLauren C party. There's two L's in Lauren, so I don't know what that means.
LaLauren?
I don't know what that means.
Let me see. Y'all, this is a fucking horrible invitation. It's Lauren, but with two L's, y'all.
Yeah. Lauren Presley.
Oh, my God.
Apparently. That's his son. Me and my son be lit, is what he be saying.
First of all, the bear got on two different color Converse shoes on, y'all. Yeah, y'all, he's treating the bear like...
Yep.
Like he's a divorced dad.
Yep.
And he only got to see the bear on the weekends, and he just got full custody after the mama got caught with some kind of addiction of some kind. I'm going to go with Coke. I'm going with Coke. And he got full custody, so he's just having the time of his life. He's just happy to be a dad. He just happy to be in the position he's in, and he's going to live it up.
I'm going
to
tell y'all right now, this is not something that I would do, but hey, it's his money. Okay, do what you want. But all we know is the only reason these people showed up, you know damn well, is for free food and drink. You already know. But here's my thing.
The food can't be that good. I can't think of a meal in the world.
Seafood is expensive, bro. It's a boil.
Well, it must have been like caviar with exotic Texas butter, garlic. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, I mean, oh my God.
But it's a black party. They season their food. Well, I'm going. What the fuck? I'm going.
Crinkle cut fries. From potatoes picked fresh from
and don't worry, guys.
So-and-so.
I'll be sure to put a few photos of some of this on the Professionally Silly podcast at It's Pro Silly and the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. This is crazy. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and switch it up. Up next, your money and your belongings aren't safe. Stay tuned to hear why.
Wait, that's it?
It's the Professionally Silly podcast.
That's it.
That's a nice little tease.
That's it.
All your money's not safe.
Was it ever?
It ain't safe. It ain't safe.
Was it ever? All right.
I'm glad that my tease kept you here. Yay me. I'm good at my job. Good at my job. Let's talk about...
First of all, your tease was horrible. All right?
It was amazing, it's
just,
actually.
You're just lucky at the curiosity level of Curious George.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No. Seriously. So let's go ahead and get into it. The T in TSA stands for thieves. I said that earlier, and I meant it, because apparently TSA, they hire thieves. Okay, so I came across the Hollywood Unlocked Instagram page, because pages like that are all over my algorithm, probably because I follow them.
What? Okay. Excuse me. Just continue talking, please.
The caption definitely caught my eye. So pretty much, this is the caption here. It reads, SMH, shake my head, TSA agents caught stealing money. Surveillance video captures theft ring. So let's go ahead and let's do a cold read on the Hollywood Unlocked IG page. I have not read this yet. It's
going
to be interesting.
Got some heat type shit going on. Got
you
some
already
CSI
know.
Type shit going on. Got some spy shit going on.
Hollywood Unlocked staff, Keisha Gale at Keisha.K, she is the one who wrote this here. It says here, it's already an annoying experience going through TSA, but imagine getting your luggage back only to find money missing. Well, that's exactly what happened to some flyers in Miami, and now two agents are facing consequences for their alleged crimes. Pause. I love it when they say alleged crimes and there's actual video footage of the shit they did. Oh, their alleged crime. You mean besides the evidence I just saw?
Well, they haven't been convicted, like, fully of the crime yet. You
I
know
just
what
said
saying?
I loved it.
So...
The fuck?
I mean, I'm just...
I didn't say it wasn't real.
Well, I'm just telling you why. That is it also... You loving it doesn't also mean you don't know why.
Yes.
Either.
See, you but, see, ladies, what happens when men try to mansplain
shit
to you?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. See, this is why. This is why I don't be here like that. See,
I'm sorry, Wes. I had to do it. It was. You walked right into that.
But you saw I caught myself beforehand.
You did. He verbally said, wait, oh, well, I guess.
Shut up.
So it goes on to say, new surveillance footage that has been released to the public shows Transportation Security Administration officers at Miami International Airport discreetly going through travelers' bags and allegedly stealing money during security screenings. The officers in the video have been identified as, I'm guessing, Jose Gonzalez and, what is this, Liberius Williams.
I thought it said...
Is it Liberius or Labarius?
I thought it said, I guess, in the article for a second.
No, that was me. I was trying to figure out how to say the name. Because Jose, I think it's Jose or Josue, but it's J-O-S-U-E. So it's like... Josue,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, it goes on to say the duo are facing charges in the alleged thefts following their arrest back in July. A third TSA agent was also arrested but had her charges dropped. All right, so that's the end of that particular article, but ain't that some shit?
That's a lot of shit. I don't understand what makes you think you'll get away with most crimes in the modern day, just given the level of security that exists.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the idiots out there who don't know what the Patriot Act is that happened around 2001, 2002, you pretty much signed your entire life away as far as security. They can hack and view you through any piece of technology they want to at any point in time, as long as they say, well, we were doing it for national security purposes. And pretty much, bing, bang, bow, they got you, all right? It's pretty much the plot of Captain America, the Winter Soldier in real life. But they pulled it off. Hail Hydra. They pulled it off. Okay? All right, so.
Did you say Hail Hydra?
I did, yep.
You know that's my favorite goddamn TV show. You son of a bitch. All right, so here's my thing. One of the reasons why this bothers me is because I swear sometimes, I used to be a flight attendant. I used to fly a lot. I've flown all over the place. I love it. You know, I'm not afraid of it. But I swear there have been times when I was a passenger that when I got my bags back, should be looking different when I open them, like at my final destination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had this happen more than a few times, am I being real with you? I've even had things that I know for a fact that I packed just not be there. And I honestly, like, I just try to pack, like, the largest carry-on that can fit the overhead compartment and then one under my seat, because you can have that one over top, one under your seat. And I hate checking bags, and I will do everything I can not to. So here's my question to you, and you as well, listeners. Have you guys ever noticed that your shit wasn't right when you got it, when you got your bag back? Was anything ever missing? Did you ever experience that yourself, Wes?
Well, out of all the L's I've taken over my life, I do thank the God and gods for the fact that I have not yet experienced the L of opening up my luggage after traveling and find something missing. However, stuff has been jumbled around, but I just gave credit to that from just the movement of the plane, mm-hmm. and, you know, just transport. But like, to have something missing, no, not yet. But you know, but I know it's happened. It's happened to people I've been with traveling. It's happened to people that have came to visit me.
I feel like it'd be like those big hubs, like, you know, Miami, Atlanta, New York, LA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's because there's so many people coming through there so often. You know, people just, like, their shit gets stolen. Like, it happens way more than you think.
Oh, no, it does. It does. Again, like, it happens all around me.
Yeah.
So, I kind of feel like you speaking this up, like, you bring this up, it's going to happen to me now, actually. This is, like, on wood.
I'm just trying to create awareness.
Uh-huh.
See something, say something. So, check this out. I'm going to show you the video in a second so you can see it for yourself. Before that, I want to ask you guys a quick question here. Why is it when the moment we pull up to the gate, even before the jetway, even before the bridge is right there in the door, you hear like a cacophony of seatbelts on clicking. Everybody stands up immediately. There's nowhere to go. Because legit, here's the thing. When everybody stands up all at once and the seatbelts are unbuckled, it almost looks like synchronized dancers. And the way they all unbuckle their seatbelts at the same time and throw themselves up from their seats, like, you just end up standing there. I don't understand. Come and sit the fuck down is where I feel. I don't get it.
I think it's people's primal need to not be confined in a small space.
But when they stand up, they get closer together and confine their space even more.
People,
it doesn't make
dumb.
Sense to me.
They know that, like, all right, well, we have to get out of here one at a time. But people are so anxious to get out of their seat and out of this sardine can we call a plane, that like they just jump up like, oh let me get my, oh yeah, we, no, I'm just standing up here for about 10 minutes. Oh shit,
I'm not about to stand like stand in a line that's not moving. I'm gonna sit down. I still got my leg space, mm-hmm. and now I have. But when they do that, the only good thing is now I get both armrests if I'm in the middle.
Yeah, and some people are anxious. Some people are just being assholes. Some people don't know any better, you know, because regardless of how many flights you've been on or your experience with planes, it's always someone's first flight.
Oh,
pretty much always.
Let me tell you something. I really loathe sitting next to someone who has not flown before. It is a pain in the ass. It ruins my time, because now I feel like it's my job to make you feel better.
Exactly, right?
Because if I don't, you're going to ruin my experience. Now I have a babysitting job. Why sit someplace else? They need flights for new passengers for the first time. They need their own flights.
The stewardess is making inside jokes though. Well, ma'am, have a good flight. Oh, well, hopefully your passenger will take care of you. She seems experienced.
Like, they find out. I heard she used to be a flight attendant. I hate when they like I'll talk about to the flight attendant. Oh, I used to blah 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 blah.
No,
I know about legs
you shouldn't do
the
that.
The moment you do that,
The
person next to you, he used to be a flight attendant. Now the conversation has started.
Mm-hmm.
I was simply saying that so the flight attendant knew that I got it. I got you. I'm not going
to
be a problem.
Bitch, I just took a Xanny. I'm trying to go to sleep. All right?
Oh, man. I wish Xanax wasn't so expensive. Okay, so. Okay, I can't find it on here, but I have it. So it, what you're looking at right now is a screen record of, well, not a screen record, but this is the video from the security footage at TSA in Miami. It's going to be this guy right here. You see that? He takes his hand, puts it in the bag, and immediately puts his hand in his pocket.
Wow.
And then just walks off and completes and continues doing his job. Here's another angle right here. Grabs it, grabs that bad boy, and puts it. Right, he tries to like pretend like he's not doing it, touch other stuff, you know, hold it right there. But he's pressing it against that bin, and it's in his hand still.
Idiot. This couldn't have been his first time, too.
No, I don't think it's his
first time. He's had to have had some level of success doing this.
He's real calm, bro. Because whatever it is, it's still in his hand.
Yeah.
He's holding on to it because he did it twice. Pretty much what's going on, guys, is you can't trust any fucking body.
Here's the thing. Y'all should already have known that. But also, y'all got to be way more secure when it comes to packing y'all shit.
Also, yeah, I don't leave my money in my fucking bag. This shit's inside, it's under my titty. It's under my titty. If you have large breasticles, you leave the things that you care about the most under your titty, on the side of your titty. It's in your bra. It's somewhere safe.
Such a great use for titties right there.
It is a great use for titties. Let me tell you something. I love breasts.
One of the reasons why we're friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's like the reason we're like, one of the reasons why we are as close as we are.
Yeah.
Titties.
Yeah.
That's fucking titties. I love it.
Of course.
If your ex sends you $4,000 on your birthday, Your current partner tells you to give it back, what would you do? Coming up next is the Professionally Silly Podcast. Drink your beer, you thirsty sloot. Did it go down your throat smooth?
Yep.
Nice. That's what she said. I came across something that was interesting when I was on Twitter, and I have no idea why I was there because Twitter sucks now, but this was an interesting topic.
Twitter's a dystopian landscape.
It
and
is.
And if you have the right equipment when you walk in, you're its master.
You know, Twitter stabbed me.
Exactly. That's because you weren't holding a shotgun.
Twitter's in a rough area. I bet Twitter is right off on Martin Luther King Boulevard.
It is. It's off Cleveland Ave. X is off Cleveland Ave right now.
If you don't understand that joke, it's because they put Martin Luther King Boulevard and Cleveland Ave. Those areas are always in the fucking hood.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to explain that joke to my white bunnies.
The ones who know, know.
This was an interesting topic. And the answer again is, what would you do if your ex sent you $4,000 on your birthday and your current partner wants you to give the money back, told you to give the money back? Okay, so what I did was I asked the Big Show interns, and they had some interesting things to say. I recorded it on my voice memos on my iPhone, and this is really interesting. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys take a listen. Yo, Courtney, your ex sends you $4,000 on your birthday. Your current partner tells you to return it.
No.
Will you?
I would have been like, yes, babe.
Absolutely not. I'm taking that money and buying a cabin by myself because obviously my current boyfriend does not appreciate the value of money.
What fucking cabin costs only $4,000?
I'm just saying.
I got you, though. What about you, Haley? Would you give the money back?
No, I wouldn't date a guy who wouldn't let me keep the money, period. My current boyfriend would have been like, hell yeah, like, let's go on vacation.
Exactly. Let's spend it together.
Yeah.
Annalie, what do you think?
I would take the money whether my boyfriend wanted or not.
Oh, that's right.
Because I think it's an investment. We can spend the money together. It is an ex, but it's also money. So.
Right? We live it's in a world money. Where money's important,
I mean, at
bro.
Least I didn't have to sell naked pictures for it.
Right. Caroline.
Hell no.
Exactly.
It's money.
It's a thank you, Messiah. Your ex gives you $4,000 for your birthday. Your current says you have to return it. Would you return the money? You sweet human.
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
$4,000, you just gonna give it back.
I mean, I would want to keep it, obviously, but prioritizing the relationship I'm in now.
You are such a
growth.
Good man.
Soul.
You are so you good.
Are soul. No, the
fuck that. I'm keeping the money.
I wouldn't date a guy who wouldn't be okay with me keeping it in the first place. Like, my current boyfriend, as a joke, I was like, can I work at Hooters? He was like, fuck yeah, you can work at Hooters. Like,
you get half off on wings.
Well, and he was also like, imagine.
And half off on clothes.
He was like, imagine after a hockey game, like, everyone's like, we're all like fired up, we want to go drink, and they're like, you want to go to Hooters? And I get to say, yeah, I know the server, I f*** her.
server. Can I say that?
Yeah, it's my podcast. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I know the hot server. Like, I'm fucking her.
You are such a sweet person. I shouldn't even be allowed to be in your presence.
It's always sweet. That's why I think I'm utilizing my fuck-ups in my...
Like,
I was always the bad one.
Really?
Yeah. Me too.
I don't see that in you.
I was always the one that fucked up the relationship or created the questioning in the relationship. So, like, this new wavelength that I'm on is transparency, meeting people in the middle.
Look at him being all zen and everything.
What? Yeah, oh, my God, Grasshopper, teach me. Oh, Abby.
Grasshopper.
Your ex sends you $4,000 on your birthday. Your current partner tells you to return it. You're going to return it?
Stay here. I want the money.
I'm about to say.
The answer was, do I want money or not?
Oh, yes. Okay, so, Wesley, same question for you. What would you do?
You gotta be out your rabbit-headed ass mind, girl. If you think I'm gonna give up these $4,000 just cause you're feeling insecure. What, you think I'm gonna go back to this girl just cause she gave me 4 stacks? Huh? Goodness, girl. Cause I know if it was flipped and some nigga from your past that I only heard whims and myths about in passing gave you 4 stacks out of the kindness of his heart and just cause you was running through his mind recently, you know what? I would be cool with that. I would be perfectly fine with that. As long as you gave me some WAP within a 48-hour period of that moment, I'd be perfectly fine, quite
not
honest
WAP.
With you.
Hashtag Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B. Team Meg right now. Nikki's acting up.
Oh, my God. Normally I'm impartial, but given how Nikki is basically crashing and burning in real time, I really don't even have an option but to be on Team Meg. So, hey.
Yeah, I know.
Nevertheless.
Hey, listen, the Barbs are going to fucking be pissed. Listen. This is not about...
Sidebar.
This is not about being a fan of Nicki Minaj. The fact that her music is awesome is not a question. I'm not saying that. I'm saying
completely separate conversation.
Separate conversation. I'm saying if you guys didn't hear the mixtape, the disc that she dropped about responding to Meg Thee Stallion talking about Megan's Law. In her music, in her song.
Called Bigfoot.
Called Bigfoot, right. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, Meg said what she said, because technically it's true, it's factual, it is what it is. But her response with, lying on your dead mama. And then when you think about it legit, and this is a quote, I didn't say this, I can't even take credit for it, but it's so funny I have to repeat it. I think it was Abby that said it on the Bird Show, on the Big Show. She was like, yeah, the diss was like, part diss track, part podcast. It was weird as shit.
It was at the end. It was just her talking real close into the mic like this and getting real serious yet maniacal. Like she was about to send this message across the city so that Batman could hear it. It was ridiculous.
On your dead mama.
There were no recitable bars.
The only quote, the only one I liked.
The beat wasn't even dope.
Okay, all right.
Honestly,
I enjoyed the beat, at least. I did that.
The
beat
had moments, but she wasn't even rapping on the dope parts of the beat. But nevertheless...
That's true.
I love Meek Mill. Meek Mill is great, but this is worse than the diss response he gave to Drake during their battle. It was so infamous how bad Meek's freestyle diss was. Because he's a freestyle rapper. He's like Smack DVD level rapper. You know what I mean? So that's his forte. He was supposed to come back hard, and the fact he came back with something atrocious, really just that was one of the reasons why I'm pretty sure Meek and Barbie broke up originally. But nevertheless.
Well, she's fine because now she's got herself a sex offender, so she's good to go.
Oh my God! Oh my goodness! That's the only reason.
I don't know why you mad.
He's the only reason she's in this mess to begin with, because she has to now defend every single whisper of his name due to her own insecurities. Listen, it's ridiculous.
But,
just choose better, Nikki. How about that?
She knew what he was when she married him, and you are a public figure. So, unfortunately, that kind of comes with the job. People going to talk their shit. But when you up there, when you queen bee of rap, when you blah, 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 de blah up there, why even fucking respond? And if you're going to respond.
Exactly.
Yo, give me some bars, bro. Like, hit me like M with this.
First of all, if you was
going to. Make me cry, bitch. Exactly. Like, I want to cut myself.
If you was really going to respond to someone who is lower than you, because by rap. by the rack spectrum, Nikki is lower than you. Mm-hmm. She's lower than you. So to you to even respond, you were supposed to hit her with some monster shit.
Yeah.
With some monster level shit.
So and here's the thing, bro. Let me ask you this. You mentioned Meek, right?
Yeah.
Just now, right?
Yeah.
And then we were just talking about Meg and we were talking about Nikki, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Who had the worst diss? Meek, Nikki, Benzino. Because I know you heard that. Did you hear that shit?
Yes, of course. Of course. This is funny. It's funny. Because did you just like learn about all this Benzino shit like recently?
No. The reason.
Because she's been on like a little Benzino hype recently.
Because recently we were talking about like beef in general.
Yeah.
At work, like hip hop beef and shit.
Yeah.
And so that came up, and you know, honestly, because your phone, we're listening to you and shit. The Benzino beef came up on my Instagram timeline. Like literally 2 days ago, because we were having this conversation at work.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
I work for a radio station, so we talk about that kind of shit all the time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it was just crazy. So, but the thing is, I hadn't heard it in a minute. I hadn't heard it.
It's bad.
Yeah,
it's bad.
And in comparison to Nicki Minaj's beat, I mean, to Nicki not beat, but her actual track, like the whole thing in its entirety. I hate to say it, but Benzino. I'm gonna say Benzizi's. Benzino.
That's fine. You can say that. You can call him that.
You know, Benny Benz Benz. All right.
He's earned that.
Lil Nizo. All right. His shit was a lot better than Nicki Minaj. Now here's the thing. The reason that I dislike Nicki's diss track, not just because of what she said and how petty and low she went. Like she literally, like grabbed Meg's like fucking ovaries from under her. Like it was just like so low. Like. Pulled out her, like, goddamn fucking, like, uterus. Gave this bitch a hysterectomy verbally, but didn't even do it well. You know what I'm saying? I know what Nikki is capable of when it comes to making music. So when I'm comparing that to what we normally get from Nikki, it just was not worth my time. It was like she was in a rush to be mad and had to get it off.
Exactly.
And didn't care what it sounded like. Her diss track was like
right.
Most of Tyler Perry's movies.
What?
One shot and done. you know what I'm saying? I honestly feel like the sound of Soulja Boy nutting on Krishan's face would probably sound a lot better than Nicki Minaj's diss track.
That's
and I'm only saying that because Soulja Boy did say that he was going to nut on Blueface's face because it's on Krishan's face. He was just being an asshole.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much being a primo dick.
And I
Very
was being
much.
A dick, too, with that description.
Yeah, you were. I love it.
Definitely Nicki Minaj's diss track was better than the sound of nut hitting somebody's face, for sure.
I mean, it's questionable. They're neck and neck, or back and back, or face and face, whatever you're nutting at.
Did you know that she actually lost, I think, like, between 200 and 300,000 followers after she tattooed this motherfucker on her face?
Well, bro, that's what you... That's what's going to happen after you make this big spectacle of leaving him and finally growing and doing self-healing. And
wasn't she singing gospel at a karaoke night at a bar or something?
Most likely. And then all of a sudden, in the most notorious, epic way, spinning, doing a super McVarial 900 around the block and coming back to this blue face.
Oh my God. Here's my thing, bro. Question. Have you seen Krishan like before the whole blue face thing?
She was beautiful.
She was fine.
She was,
track star in school.
And here's the thing. She's still
beautiful. She had her original front teeth.
She's still beautiful still, but it's like you can tell she's been corroded and like.
That's a really good word. That's she is corroded. That's a good ass word.
And just like rotted out. You know what I'm saying? From all of these like, all of these experiences. Like it's.
Damn, she actually looks like she aged because of all this shit. Like
that. No, it just you know what shit just, like this is proof that like experiences can age you drastically. Like the wrong people, the wrong situations, the wrong. Mentality can age you drastically because those pictures from college that you can bring up, you know what I'm saying? Those were only a couple of years ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just like my thing is, man, it's just like a lot of these people, they want to be famous and willing to do whatever it takes to do it. Like, I don't even think she's actually happy, bro. And here's my
thing.
If it wasn't for all the social media bullshit that just ends up on my timeline because of what I do, I wouldn't even know who the fuck they are. And honestly, I don't like any of Blueface's music. I don't understand why he's famous. I don't get... I don't understand any of this. Maybe it's because I'm old, clout. I guess. I'm old now, I guess.
You're not old. It's really because there was always... This has always been going on, G. They've always been trying to do shit for clout. You know what I'm saying?
Shit is whack, bro.
There was just... Through every era of time, there were just different resources and tactics used to obtain said clout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now it's, you know what I'm saying, internet, social media, TikTok, all that shit. Before it was tabloids, you know what I'm saying? Before it was getting into magazine and you know what I'm saying? Like getting into Playboy. Like, you know what I'm saying? There was always those ways
Playboy?
Of trying to get clout.
Back.
You know what I'm saying? Throughout the ages.
Did you have a Playboy when you were a kid? Or a teenager? I don't fucking know.
I mean, I knew a guy.
I had a Playboy guy. I had a guy for that.
But, you know, yeah. I didn't have none on me. You know what I'm saying?
Did you hear about the shit the Soulja Boy was saying about Blueface and Krishan and their son and all that shit?
I heard some whispers about it. I didn't get the full, like, story on it. But, of course, like... Soulja Boy, like anything involving Soulja Boy, it's just like what I said, like it's a clout grasp.
Soulja Boy is like a wealthy, talented toddler,
which is really what most people want to be.
I mean, I'm a toddler, I'm just not talented. The only T I got is titties.
Exactly, two of them. Only T you got is two of them.
Shit, unpause. So, anyways, bro, listen.
I want my $4,000.
Okay.
Yeah. I want my $4,000. I want my $4,000, honey. Okay? All right? So please, you don't got to sweat. I'm not going back to her. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to spin the block.
See, here's the thing. When you know you got a real one, okay? Here's how you know I'm the real one, right? If this happened to me, bro, I'm keeping the $4,000, and we are both going to have a great time with that shit.
I mean, of course you're going to, of course you're going
I'm
gonna to
buy you some shit. I'm going to buy me some shit. Like, we're going to buy we some shit.
Exactly. Like, Biddy, if you're sitting here being mad, you have such short-minded thinking.
Yeah.
You're not even thinking about what we could do with this $4,000. Cause that's not even where that's where your mind should be at. Your mind should be at, oh, well, let's go. We should do a little bit of investing. We should do a little bit of something this weekend. We should post something. Like,
let's
you should
get
already
a puppy,
Biddy,
bro.
See, you're ODing, but that's not far from how Biddy should be thinking.
I mean, like, get whatever the fuck you want. Get a pair of Jordans, some earrings, and red bottoms. That's for not red bottoms. Those are stupid.
Those are dumb.
But you know what I'm saying? Oh, I would get me the new MetaQuest.
See?
MetaQuest 3.
Exactly. But here's the thing. You shouldn't...
Big-ass dildo. I just said that to see what you would say.
The size of your freaking head.
Oh, man. Pause. Sidebar. When I was in college, went to a sex shop. I forget the name of the sex shop I went to, but they had this big, huge fucking, like, silicone dildo. It was, like, the size of, like, a grown man's forearm all the way to, like you make a fist all the way to the forearm, right? They called it the Great American Challenge. Unpause. Go ahead.
I don't know. Okay, anyway, I don't really... Okay. Honey, okay, you... That's... y'all, the true test of a good partner is you throw them in a scenario, and regardless of what their response is, as long as they're thinking about us rather than me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a test. Regardless of what the response is, if she's thinking, if that person is thinking within the frame of us instead of me, then you know you can work with that. That's something you can work with. Nevertheless, how we keeping this goddamn $4,000?
Okay, right, oh, that's
go,
right.
We get you a spa day.
And I want to know from you guys, listeners, let me know what you would do. Leave me a voicemail on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. What would you do? Would you give back that $4K like a bitch? Or would you keep that shit like a thug? Or let me know in the Professionally Silly podcast group. Coming up, what's your vagina's name? It's a Professionally Silly podcast.
Phil. Phil.
Thank you. ask you something, DJ Hey Cousin, aka Bestie Wesley.
Yes, Miles.
And all my listeners here. You ever wondered what your vagina name is?
I already told y'all what mine is.
Oh, that's right, Phil. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Phil.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, everybody else here, now you don't have to wonder. Wes already knows, but we're going to give it a nickname. I'm going to help you right now, okay? I want you to go to the podcast IG at It's Pro Silly, okay? Or the Professional Silly Podcast Group, and I want you to check out the post for this episode, and I want you to comment your vagina name.
Mm.
Okay, so what you do is you take the first letter of your first name and the first letter of your last name, and it can tell you your vagina name from this list that it has here. Let's see here. Okay, we got A. Okay, my Amber. Okay, Cock.
Mm.
Okay, Cock is my first name. J is Pit. Cockpit. That is
Cockpit.
My vagina's name.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay, do me. Do me.
Okay. I'm not a fan of that, by the way. Yeah. Okay, so... Okay, W for Wes. Kid.
Hmm.
Kid. Rob. Kid Pit.
Kid Phil Pit.
Kid huh. Pit.
Mm-hmm. Kid Phil Pit.
That's interesting.
I like it.
That's nice.
I like it. Kid That's Phil nice. Pit. That's full name.
Take
full
a look at yourself on the social media and find out what your... vagina name is, and you can do your friends too.
Hey, do your friends, y'all. Y'all
that
should,
sounded weird.
You actually. Should all be doing your friends. Come on,
do
now.
Your
you
friends.
Know better than that.
Yeah, we like it when things are toxic. let's do Chris's just for fun.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do Mellow's.
Jelly Tunnel.
Of course, he has the best one.
Yeah, I'm gonna do Bert's. Sparkle Cookie.
I think he would like that.
I think he would.
I think he would like that.
Let's do Katie. Let me see. Bitch Kitty.
Bitch Kitty. I think she would like that too. Something about that feistiness.
I'm going to do Jackson. Cutie Burger.
He wouldn't like that.
Cutie Burger.
Well, maybe. Maybe. He might find it interesting.
What's your dad's first name?
Derek.
Okay. Glitter Pit.
Oh,
Glitter Pit.
Yeah, he wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, that's
he
nice. Wouldn't mind a little that's glitter beautiful,
pit.
Actually.
It is.
I like that Glitter Pit.
Very sultry.
Yeah, I like
actually,
that.
Yeah.
Find out your vagina name on the Professionally Silly Podcast Group or my Instagram at It's Pro Silly. Comment your vagina name.
I see your
in the
glitter
comment
pit.
Section.
Your glitter pit showing.
Hey, get out of my cockpit. Okay, so Valentine's Day is around the corner. Yay, I'm so
Boo.
Excited. we're not bitter.
No, this is a fact, okay? We all know that it's a commercial-based holiday based off nothing but advertisement and a whole bunch of extra shit they've been trying to sell that they couldn't get rid of early on in the year that was built in the 40s. Again, all based off advertising.
Wesley, all you have to say is I'm single. That's a lot.
Okay, I got plenty of hoes, okay? I got a whole roster. I'm fine. All right, I'll be just
you
fine.
You got plenty of what now? Hoes?
What?
Yeah, like to water your garden?
Exact. Gardening equipment, petunias and roses. It's the whole thing I got going on. Don't worry about me.
I like to get on my knees and get dirty. You like how I just turned that? Here's the thing, man. I will say that it's definitely better to be single than to be in a relationship. There are a lot of people in relationships. And according to ABC, even people in situationships deserve candy. So wait till you guys hear this one. So this reads here from ABC. It reads here, there's a new conversation to be had about an iconic candy this Valentine's Day for those who may not be in the love you or marry me relationship category just yet. Spangler, the candy maker behind the beloved classic Sweethearts, Conversation Heart Candies just disappeared from circulation in 2019. They will release new limited edition situationship boxes of candies that may be more in line with current dating trends. The specially designed boxes contain blurry, misprinted candies that are hard to read as Gen Z's relationships.
I love you, turn around, I guess.
The brand said in a press release, adding that it's filled entirely with the quote sweet muddled nothings and literal mixed messages.
Sweet nothings, y'all.
I love that. The situationship boxes will be available online starting Monday, January 8th and 9th. So this is actually kind of old. Singles are taking situationships to the next level this year, and Sweethearts is here for them. Evan Brock, vice president of marketing for Spangler, said in a statement, and this is a quote here, "The printing on Sweethearts isn't always perfect. This is our way of embracing those imperfections in a way that taps into pop culture." No, sir. That is a way of you selling your faulty ass candies that didn't print right.
Nigga, that's you trying to get a buck. Shut your ass up. Shut your non Willy Wonka ass up.
Okay, it goes, what?
Willy no Wonka head ass.
I love that shit. It goes on to say, as defined by the Cleveland Clinic, situationships are romantic entanglements. Wow. Entanglements. Damn,
oh
Jada done started some
really
shit.
That's really a word.
Again, we're going to talk about that next week. By the way, Wesley and I have an important-ass announcement we're going to announce next week.
Next week.
Get your dictionaries
next
ready.
Next week.
Shit's going
get
down.
Your hit up Webster.
Yeah,
someone's
bitch.
Dropping next week.
You're going to find out. So this is from romantic entanglements where the participants haven't formally established the nature of the relationship. From a relationship with that one person you met up with whenever they happen to be in town, to you go to your go-to plus one for a couple-y events. Situationships have no labels, exclusivity, or boundaries. According to research from the swipe-centric dating app Tinder, young singles now consider a situationship to be a legitimate relationship status, despite being an undefined and non-committal approach. Situationships also recently was a finalist for the Oxford University Press 2023 Word of the Year.
You gotta be bullshitting me.
That's what it fucking said.
Oh my goodness. All right, this is where using your powers for evil happens right here. That's when this happens. All right, that's not how creating words is supposed to work.
All
right.
Oh no! Save all that.
We have an announcement to make, and let me just say this.
Yeah, you son of a. Yeah, we have a surprise for you, motherfuckers.
Hold it in.
Next week. Next week is gonna be crazy.
Oh.
Okay, just know that Wes and I, we're about to change the fucking game.
Oh yes, yes. I got a little excited. Go ahead, Am.
Now listen here, man. I am currently wearing an in the moment sweatshirt, a hoodie that says the Podfather. That title belongs to Mo Mitch, but right now it's mine for the next 3 seconds. Okay? I'm the pod father right now. All right? All right. All right. No more. That 3 seconds is up.
Yeah,
sorry.
It is.
Thanks, Mo, for letting me borrow that for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
3 seconds here. Now, here's my thing, man. As a lonely person, personally, I think this is stupid. But I will say this. We as single people are often forgotten about on V-Day. Damn it. And I'm tired of it. Okay? I do, however, have some news for those who are single on V-Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a few days before V-Day, especially if you are in the Atlanta area, Q99.7 is the radio station that I work for at my job on The Burt Show. Okay, and if you're in the Atlanta area, Q99.7 is actually holding a fun Valentine's Day party for singles. They call it the Bitter Ball. Okay, so I went last year, and it was a lot of fucking fun. And this is interesting because when I went last year, it was before I worked for The Burt Show. And but I think I applied for the job, but they weren't aware that I applied for the job at that time, at least as far as I know. But this year is going to be fire. It's going to be on February 9th at Club. It's a club called Tongue and Groove. Tongue and Groove. So if you're in the Atlanta area and you're interested, all you got to do is go to www.q997atlanta.com. You can go ahead and sign up and, you know, just put your name on there and all this stuff. Get yourself on the list. It is free before 11. Just bring that. You'll get a email, and that's going to be your ticket, okay? But I'm sure I'll be sure to go ahead and post a direct link in the show notes of this episode. So it's, you know, come on, hang out with me and the Burt Show. We're going to be there on February 9th at Tongue and Groove in Atlanta. So if you're as lonely and desperate as me, you might be able to find your match that night. Who knows? It might be me. Oh, my God.
Oh, it just might. Who knows?
It might be me. It probably won't be me.
It won't. It won't.
I'm extremely, extremely picky. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's you can name your vagina anything you fucking want.
Whatever your heart desires.
Professionally silly life rules, man. This is what we're here for.
It really is.
We're here
it
to
really
learn. Is. Shout out to my listeners. You guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, you know I love those ears that are attached to them.
And the lobes.
Ooh, you
the
know I lobes. Love a good lube.
We love them lobes.
Have you ever been swallowed?
Have you ever been swallowed up?
Yo, if you know, you know. Hashtag TD Jakes. Yo, subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star review and or a written review. That'd be fantastic, because that definitely does help my podcast grow. It does. If this is your first time listening, do me a favor and come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes you ain't heard yet. I wanna molest the inside of your ears from the beginning.
Please.
Grow with me.
Please, with full consent.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
You know?
You know? You know, share this podcast with a friend and don't hog all the silly to yourself. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And of course, the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. And if you haven't heard, DJ Hey Cousin also has a podcast, My Bestie Wesley. Go ahead and tell me.
I show goddamn dudes. The OD podcast, wherever, everywhere podcast can be heard. Of course, you can also hit me on the socials. TikTok, that's DJ Hey Cousin. Instagram, that's by Wes Roberts. Twitter /X, that's what, Wes D. Roberts, Capricorn Jenkins. You know, hey, we're out here, we're just trying to do the best we can, okay? We really are. And I'm definitely gonna have some fresh and hot stuff for y'all pretty soon. All right, I'm just trying to make sure that it's right. I'm not trying to make sure it's perfect, but I'm just trying to make sure that it's right. All
right. I like it when things are right.
Exactly.
I know that's right. You know, you can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And my Google Voice number as well. You can contact me that way. 805-664-1828. All of that information is down in the show notes, including my P.O. box if you want to send a little snail mail.
Snail mail.
Snail mail. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. box 533. Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, I'm your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this.
Phil.
Yes, Wes's vagina's name. Reading is just staring at a dead piece of wood for hours and hallucinating.
Huh?
Yeah.
Say that again.
Reading is just staring at a dead piece of wood for hours, hallucinating.
Why are you trying to make me feel dumb for reading?
These are the important thoughts that cross my mind late at night when I sleep, so now you can too. You're welcome.
But
until next time, peace, silly listeners, as Wes picks up his jaw from the ground, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance.
But if
yes, Wesley?
But the ink?
It was a dead piece of wood covered in ink.
I'm going to lay down.
Yeah, you should. Next week, semana. Próxima semana.
Kill this.